And this is Mary Sheehan, the National Parks and Wildlife District Conservation Officer based in Killarney National Park. And she's been telling Ethna Dodd about hearing her first cuckoo call of the year yesterday.
It was such a beautiful morning. It's May Day. The sun was rising. The whole of Killarney National Park right now looks so fresh with all the things like bluebells and wild garlic. And then the smell of hawthorn and apple blossoms. Suddenly then I could hear the cuckoo in the distance. First of all, you hear the meadow pipit singing and then you hear the cuckoo sound, that evocative call. And it has a special meaning in County Kerry as well, because we have this type of weather. It's called Scarvín na Gcuach. And it's called, translates to the rough month of the cuckoo, where the weather can change just one day cold to a very sunny day like we had today. Seeing the birds with Sam last year being tagged, and then watching them and seeing that they were in a part of Africa, and suddenly then they were in Spain, and you're just waiting and other people are telling you they're hearing the cuckoo. But today when I heard the cuckoo, I was just like, yeah. You're back. You're back exactly where you were last year. And you've made that journey, that journey, you know, that's so difficult in places and is dependent on so many things. It was just the perfect day, perfect weather. It was a perfect time for hearing the cuckoo.
And they are back to where they started out last year. And we know that because there's now a really interesting project being undertaken by the National Parks and Wildlife Service. Sam Bailey is the conservation officer. He's the director of the Cuckoo Tracking Project. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little about this. It's an exciting and ambitious project. Tell us what it does and what it's telling us about the cuckoo.
Yeah, so it's an amazing project that we sort of piloted off last year. But this project has been running for a number of years in the UK, and we're collaborating with the British Trust for Ornithology on this project. So it's quite amazing, sort of the amount of information that has been gathered over the years, where they've been tagging cuckoos in Britain, and we wanted to try and find out more about what our cuckoos do here. Mm. Now that we've seen quite a big decline in our cuckoo numbers over the last 40 or 50 years, they've declined by about 27%, and we really have no idea why that is. In some parts of the country, they're declining more than in others. So it was something that we thought this would be a fantastic way of looking at what they do. They're quite a unique species. They do some weird, different stuff that other species don't do. And actually, for their life, they actually only spend a very small part of their time here in Ireland before they depart, and spend actually probably more of their time in Africa.
And extraordinarily, a lot of their time in the air. You tagged four cuckoos, and one of them,
this was
last year, one now, Cuach KP, as he is called, he's come home. Mm. What do we know about where he's been and what he's done?
Yeah, so it's amazing to be able to follow them all. So KP was ringed at the same time as two other cuckoos in Killarney National Park. The same morning, we caught three birds, which we tagged with the satellite trackers. And after about a month or so, they were still sort of hanging around within the national park. And then they departed and headed east, sort of across part of the southern part of Ireland, and then very quickly jumped across to France and to the very north of Spain, an area known as the Po Valley, which is a very important area for cuckoos in Europe to actually do a big feed up. They spend a long time there, about 8 weeks or so, doing a big feed up, fat reserves, muscles, regaining their energy and putting on lots of reserves before they then do a massive jump right the way across the Mediterranean and the Sahara before they end up getting down to the equatorial part of Africa around the Congo Basin.
An incredible journey. And is it the case that they fly that journey across the Sahara in one flight?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, they'll do it in just one flight. They'll keep flying, keep going in one go. So KP actually stopped off at an oasis just just before reaching the far side of the Sahara, stopped off just on the edge of South Sudan, and was there for a while before then disappearing further south into the Democratic Republic of Congo.
And now he's back. He's home. He's back in Kalani.
Back, yeah, that's right. That's right. So he arrived in Congo in about November and was there for about 4 months. And then in late February, he then shot off west towards the Guinea-Bissau forests of sort of Ghana and Sierra Leone, that sort of area, and then did a massive jump back. And what was really exciting about this bird was it did something that no other cuckoo in Europe has been recorded doing before. And that was, he did a big sea crossing. So most of the birds end up sort of going, sort of staying on the land and keeping through and making the shortest crossings of water they can. But this bird decided when it got to North Spain, I avoided going to France, avoided going to Britain, and went straight to Ireland.
Go KP, a giant of a cuckoo.
Yeah.
Where can people keep up with the goings on of KP and the other cuckoos?
So if you go to the Killarney National Park website, you'll find a page there on the Cuckoo Tracking Project.
Brilliant.
And you'll find links there to each of the birds' tracks where there's a little blog which follows exactly what they do and you can keep in touch with what they're doing there.
Fantastic. Sam, thanks a million for telling us all about it this morning. Sam Bailey there, the National Parks and Wildlife Conservation Officer and Director of that exciting project. We'll be back with more after this.